91X News.
It's 13 degrees and cloudy. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. The investigation continues of a body discovered at 6:30 Sunday night in the Quinte Conservation Area near Highway 2 and Wallbridge Loyalist Road. Quinte West OPP are still at the scene guarding the entrances and exits of trails in the area. OPP will only say that the body was that of a male. A postmortem is being performed in Ottawa today. A man tried to enter the Pioneer Gas Bar in Hastings just after 1 a.m. on Friday. The male broke a window and forced his way in through a separate window. This sounded the alarm and the suspect ran away without taking anything. Video surveillance shows the lone male to be about 5'9" with an average build, wearing a dark-colored jacket. Northumberland OPP is continuing to investigate and asks anyone with information to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. Central Hastings OPP responded to a break, enter, and theft at a seasonal residence on Paradise Lane in Tweed on Saturday. Sometime between February 18th and March 9th, suspects entered the residence through a back window. Once inside, they robbed the locked gun cabinet, stole three long guns and ammunition, and an undisclosed number of chainsaws. Police remind the public to keep eyes open for suspicious activity, especially when a residence is vacant for an extended period of time. The opposition critic for the Canadian Wheat Board says he's concerned about a foreign company taking over grain handler Viterra. Winnipeg New Democrat MP Pat Martin says prairie farmers stand to lose if Viterra is bought out by Switzerland's Glencore or another foreign player.
I'm concerned that the independent prairie farmer will turn into more of a serf, international agri-food giants, in that we will no longer be price setters of our commodities. We will be price takers, as dictated by someone else.
U.S. agribusiness Cargill has also been cited as a potential buyer for Viterra. A nurses' organization says patient restraint should be used only as a last resort in places like psychiatric hospitals and long-term care homes. The Registered Nurses Association of Ontario was asked to formulate the guidelines as a result of the 2008 inquest into the death of psychiatric patient Jeffrey James. He died in 2005 of a blood clot that developed in his leg after he was restrained for 5 days. Co-author Laura Wagner says physical and medication-based restraints should be the last resort. A 35-year-old London woman is dead after a highway collision. Police say a northbound vehicle crossed into the southbound lane on Highway 4 north of London this morning and was struck by another car. The driver of the other car was treated at hospital and released. The victim's name has not yet been released. A Toronto man has filed an action asking the courts to remove Mayor Rob Ford from office in allegations he violated conflict of interest rules. The issue arose almost 2 years ago when Ford was a councillor and used his office stationery to solicit donations for his private football foundation. The claim, which has not yet been tested in court, accuses Ford of speaking at subsequent council meetings that dealt with the issue. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Local hockey action is on tonight. The Picton Pirates face off against the Campbellford Rebels in Game 5 of the Empire Junior League Finals. Catch the game in Picton at 7:30. The Yardmen will play host to a mixed martial arts card put on by Discipline MMA next month. Discipline's MMA's Jay Peacock says a portion of the ticket sales will go towards the Afghanistan Repatriation Memorial.
We're just trying to support that cause and bring the awareness throughout the province and the country, really, because the cause is amazing. You know, so many people fight for freedom every single day. It's the least we can do is to spread the awareness so more donations can be brought in.
Former UFC fighter Rich Clemente, as well as a slew of young Canadian fighters, will compete on the card. The NCAA Infractions Committee has hit North Carolina's football program with a one-year postseason ban. In a ruling today, the committee said the school was responsible for multiple violations, including academic fraud and a failure to monitor its football program. This resulted in a reduction of 15 scholarships and 3 years of probation following an investigation into improper benefits and academic misconduct. This isn't the first time UNC broke the rules either. The school had already imposed several penalties, including vacating all 60 wins for the 2008 and 2009 season, reducing 9 scholarships over the next 3 academic years, and putting the program on 2 years probation. School officials appeared before the court in October. Remember to send us your Team League scores by email, sports@91x.fm. That's your sports. Here's Keaton Weaver with 91X Weather.
Well, it's still a great day out there, currently 13 degrees with increasing cloudiness and a 60% chance of showers late in the afternoon. The high is 13. Tonight, we'll see some showers with a low of 7 and the temperature rising to 10 by the morning. Tuesday, showers ending in the morning and clearing out with some heavy winds in the afternoon and a high of 13. Wednesday should have some sunshine with a low of plus 1 and a high of 12. It's 13 degrees at 4. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX.